happy Thursday. My name's Sean Holmberg. There's Brady Bogan, Creepy E, Big Dick Toledo. Here we go. It is another perfect morning. A little chill in the air. Feels great. Brady's got a little sweat coat on there. Nice. Closing in on some decency. Finally, fall weather is upon us. Welcome to the glories of fall in paradise. It is 5:45, like I said, and I'm still reeling from last night's
engagement.
Yes, the very disappointing ending to the World Series.
How much excitement there?
I'm not talking about the game. I'm talking about Carlos Correa ruining his life afterwards.
What?
Didn't see that?
Miss Texas.
Carlos Correa, during the post-game interview on the field, during the celebration, said, "Excuse me," to Ken Rosenthal, and turned to a lady and proposed to her.
Oh, no.
Had a ring in his pocket.
What's he like, 23?
23 years old. And now, every time, in 5 years' time, when she's gone, and this whole thing's a disaster, and he's paying her Barry Sanders money, he'll look back at winning the World Series as the worst day of his life. He ruined it. He made it about her. Awful. And I know people are reeling and the story's out like, oh my God, that was so cool. It was not cool. Has no one learned a thing from Derek Jeter? Has that man's life not taught one goddamn baseball player how things work? You win World Series, you absorb that as your own.
Yeah, the future wife isn't going anywhere.
Yeah, exactly. Right. She's sticking around. And if the one that's with you is like,
you can't propose or I'm going to leave,
she holds zero leverage, Carlos Correa, and your multi-million dollar contracts that are right around the corner, and there'll be another Miss Texas just like her right around the corner. Look at what Derek Jeter held out and got. Hannah Jeter. He held out for 20-plus years of all the skanks and sluts and Miss Whatevers that came Derek Jeter's way. All of them. And in the end, he got the hottest model going. Carlos Correa. I don't know if they've got kids or she's pregnant. That's immediately what everybody online thought. It's like, oh, she's pregnant. He has to do this. It's like some sort of Catholic thing. He's from some small island or something, and they have to do this whenever you get a girl pregnant.
If they lost, would he have done it?
That's what I said.
No.
I said to Megan, I'm like, if he'd have lost, does he still go, do you know it was a talk game? We have a talk time. But excuse me, King. Do you know I want to give you the ring that I did not get tonight? And give her a ring and he doesn't get one? Come on.
Be interrupting Clayton Kershaw's interview.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. No, he'd be interrupting A.J. Hinch's concession.
Right.
Excuse me, coach. Sorry. I know you're telling Ken Rosenthal that a Dodger are good. They deserve, but I have a thing I want to do. Even Joe.
I think you're overdoing that accent.
I know, but I tell you, he's making sense to a lot of people who don't know Carlos Correa. Where was I? Yeah, would she say,
oh my God, yes, absolutely. This is the greatest day of our lives.
Well, no, it isn't. We lose World Series, but I had the ring in my pocket all night. Sliding was impossible. So he breaks the ring out, and he ruined the World Series celebration by making it a Kardashians or Housewives moment or a Wags. Ugh. And, you know, he's 23.
He's telling his friends, top that proposal.
He's 23. Well, yeah, they'll top it by not doing it at all. He's 23 years old. It's the worst mistake he's ever made. Hey, I don't think he realized it. You take in the World Series as itself, and then you just move on. And then, and, you know, during the next few weeks, you can ask, you know, Chris Bryant, you do it at the parade. There's an idea. You're going to have a whole bunch of opportunities here in a little while. Chris Bryant, Anthony Rizzo, they both kind of popped questions later. They had opportunities last year to make girls of themselves on the field, but yeah. And
if she was smart, she would have been upset.
Yeah, this
She's
is
like how dare you throw me in the mix on this?
My God, look at that rock!
Yeah, it's a humongous ring. It's bigger than the World Series ring.
It's bigger than Altuve.
Yeah, it's like a surfboard.
It is massive. Yeah, and it's an opal cut. It is a monster, and I think it's actually made from a 1970 Opel. I think it's the old car. It's just humongous. And it's in their World Series ring will pale in comparison. The Dodgers were actually jealous of the ring because they're not getting anything, and that girl got a better ring than they didn't. So there you go. Nice job,
She has to
Carlos.
Have a little mini walker in that hand in order to support the ring.
Do you know I want to love someone for the rest of my life? What are you doing, Carlos? Don't do this. I wish Ken Rose would say, oh, God, don't do this, Carlos. I'm going to get on one knee. I'm going to make love to her on the field of Dodger Stadium. Help God, Carlos, if there's anything I can implore upon you, it would be not to propose to anyone at age 23. You haven't even gotten your good contract yet.
You guys would be proud of me. I didn't text anyone.
that talk so much garbage to me. No.
Yeah, not one.
Not even that prick Chris Kelly.
That's right. You've kept it inside the whole time, and you kept it quiet. Yeah, and Tripp, who said nothing the entire thing, but still deserved a shot for no reason for being a Dodger fan. Yeah, I felt bad.
Like, stayed quiet.
Yeah, I don't say anything when the teams lose. I just
so did the stadium.
Much like Carlos Correa, I take the opposite side of them waiting for me to do it, and I don't. And I think that's more. I think people are expecting, oh, I'm going to hear it. I'm going to hear it from this guy, and this, and I don't say a word. I don't ever do that. Unlike Chris Kelly, who fired off immediately a shot before the series was over about being up 2-0. All you did was hold serve, and he's talking trash. I didn't say anything to Chris Kelly. I didn't fire back at Weekender Chris Kelly.
He's so drunk anyway, he wouldn't understand if we texted him.
I've seen that Chris Kelly, too. I'm surprised all the words were spelled right in this text to us. But we don't talk like that to them. We let them wallow in their own misery alone and sad. But I do. I don't know. It was weird. It was an eventful night beyond the World Series because Keith Hernandez is probably never going to do a Fox pregame again for something I'm not understanding. He's catching tons of heat because they were talking about how Yasiel Puig licks his bat after he fouls a pitch off. He licks the hot spot or the smell of the
bat.
What
did he say?
So David Ortiz, who, by the way, the accent is not that far off, goes, you know, very cool. He licked the bat, man, huh? He licked the bat. And he comes towards Keith Hernandez and starts to try to lick him. And Hernandez goes, whoa, hey. I'm not from San Francisco, bro. Which, by the way, I don't get. Now they're calling it a homophobic slur, but doesn't San Francisco celebrate the fact there's many, many homosexuals? And part of homosexuality is men licking each other? It's a very appropriate joke.
And isn't it okay to not want to be like someone?
Isn't it okay to not want to be licked by another man? Isn't that okay to say, I'm not gay? Hey, I'm not from San Francisco. San Francisco screams out, we have more gay people than anybody else. It makes sense. That's the reference.
Class here. Please, sir, just do not lick me. Thank you.
Right. Well, that's not as funny. I mean, if you're trying to make a little jab, that's not
you
as...
You just can't joke about
it
anymore,
yeah, I guess.
John.
Well, Keith Hernandez is catching all sorts of crap.
Well, he has a colorful past.
He
anyway.
Does. I know. That's the problem.
He does.
Keith's history is a little bit mouthy. But still, that one was... That's tame. That's nothing. It's not
for him.
It's not a slur. It's tame for anybody.
I'm surprised he's
still has a job. Whoa, Spacey.
Yeah,
calm down.
Yeah, it's not a slur as much as it is just an uncomfortable reference at its worst. But they're like, homophobic slur. So San Francisco being mentioned as the gay capital reference is a slur to all gays? That's where it lost me. It's like, how is that a slur when you guys are the ones who scream out, we are gay. We are super gay city. Like, really super-duper gay. It's like, good for you. But when someone else who's straight says, hey, I'm not from there, I'm not one of them. Oh, my God, you've just slurred everyone, Keith Hernandez. Like, all right, well, I'm still not gay, and I still don't want David Ortiz to lick me. If I stand by my comments. If Brady tried to lick me, I'm like, whoa, hey, what do you think? We're in the Embarcadero here?
Yeah.
Is that a slur
Sausalito?
To all gays? Is that, Sausalito's very nice, though. I would allow you to lick me there. Lick
you
me
can say
my Sausalito.
Palm Springs, maybe, too.
P-town.
Yeah, but Palm Springs is quiet, small gay. A lot of gays. And more gays in Palm Springs per capita than San Francisco. It's actually technically gayer. But not a lot of people know that. San Francisco is the reference point for your gay references. And they seem to like that. But boy, Keith Hernandez does. And I don't think anybody in San Francisco is really aware of Keith Hernandez's mouth. And he's been calm for a long
time.
Maybe
just keeping it to a prison or something. A prison reference.
Really?
Key West.
Yeah, the...
Maybe that's something you have to go with.
San Francisco's too
big. There's bad people
there. So what you're saying is, David Ortiz goes, I tried to lick you, Keith Hernandez. And he goes, hey, we're not in a cell, fag.
Yeah.
That would have been okay?
Yeah. Oh,
right.
Yeah.
All right.
Wow.
And we'll go with that. We'll go with that one. That's safer than mentioning that San Francisco is one of the gayest towns in America. And I thought that was something we were proud of.
Right.
But evidently, when you reference it as a gay city, you're a slur.
So when does progress actually happen?
I don't know. Whenever it's when it's approved by the, I don't know.
By a committee?
No clue. Yeah, it has to go through committee and then the Electoral College.
Of?
Gay.
Okay.
San Francisco.
Now you're in trouble.
Am I?
Because you...
The Committee of Gay did not approve. We'll ask Ian later today. We'll ask Ian later today if that's a slur.
Yeah.
I do that now with Ian all the time. I'm like an Asian comedian woman. I'm basically a fag hag for Ian's friends. I call them names all the time, and they just get quite a kick out of it.
Do you have a Melissa's gay friend in your phone?
No, homo. I literally asked him, I'm like, so now that the big gay celebration on Thanksgiving is over, what are you homos doing? And he's like, ah, ha, ha, hilarious. Probably just making gake and having gay sex. I'm like, yeah, that's probably what I thought you were going to do. Yeah, that's what Ian and I go, that's great. I'm the hag now. I can't get enough of it. I think it's hilarious. But, yeah, so I guess saying San Francisco is a gay city is a slur if you're not gay. Or if you're if David Ortiz tries to lick you, remember that. As a heterosexual man, if a gigantic Dominican tries to lick you, don't make a slur.
Was he the replacement for Pete Rose? I avoided all the pregame.
Hernandez and Ortiz were new.
Yeah, well, Frank Thomas.
Frank
still
Thomas
there?
And Alex Rodriguez are still there. Oh. So they got rid of Pete. And who was the other person? I couldn't remember.
It was just the three.
It was
of
just
them.
Those three. Okay, yeah. Yeah. There's five of them now.
Whoever
and Kevin Burkhardt.
Yeah, the host.
Yeah, the host is Kevin. I think it's Kevin Burkhardt. And then sometimes it's that other guy who said F yeah before the break happened that one year. And it was hilarious. So anyway, it was a. And Pedro Martinez is a TBS guy. I always confuse. They have a very similar body. Anyway. So when you're a heterosexual and a giant Dominican tries to lick you, don't make a homophobic slur. It's you should want to be licked by a giant Dominican. That's progress. There's your progress you were looking for, Toledo. It's to be accepting of when a man tries to lick you in public on television.
But
and you, Keith
where
Hernandez,
does Weinstein figure in all
no,
this?
I don't
because
know.
Because if that's okay to come up and lick somebody.
I don't know. Here's the problem. Is Keith Hernandez has been wearing that gay mustache for I don't know how many years. So he's kind
of
asking
he's
for it.
Commercials
he looks a little gay. Yeah, he and Walt Frazier are doing the bleach or dye your mustache from
your
gray.
Your beard is weird.
Yeah. You don't want to be gray. You want to look gay. Keep your mustache as black as can be. And yeah, so it's.
He'll be all right. Baseball's over now.
Yeah, that's
it's not
the
like
best.
He's got to go back to work tomorrow.
The best thing about it is he can disappear for a couple months. If he had to come back to work and apologize today, it would have been awful. So he the good side of it is, for Keith at least, is that this all goes away in 24 hours. But he's just getting crushed now.
I don't get it.
I don't either. I didn't think it was a slur at any stretch at all. I don't know that that's... I remember in the olden days, you know, 2009, when you could make a comment and people would be like, oh, that's terrible. And then life moved on. But not now. Not when the news outlets are immediately attacking you and calling everything racist, bigoted, or slurred. It's crazy. So,
viral world.
Still, let's get back to the real important thing. That terrible Carlos Correa moment last night. Just awful. Awful. And I'm going to keep my eye on their marriage. And when it inevitably ends, I mean, you've got to think. We won the World Series. What am I going to do? I'm going to propose to my... Okay, 60% of marriages end in divorce that have been, you know, put together sometime between 2003. We're losing 60% of those that are we're a rapid
baseball
clip.
Baseball marriages rarely
oh,
end.
Yeah. It's not like something 23-year-olds... Professional athlete, everything is stacked against you. I bet you the percentage of that is like an 80% failure rate. Or at least 80% where she sticks around and he gets tons of money.
Yeah, I couldn't even imagine getting married at 23.
But nobody. I mean, we tried with Doug, but nobody on that Astros team said, dude, don't make this about her that night. Just celebrate the world. If we let's win it first, then we'll talk about the proposal. The dude could not wait.
And especially, you got the world by the balls.
Yes.
You're 23,
yes.
You got the world by the balls.
And aside from the giant ring, is that her look with the guy in goggles? Is that what she wants to be remembered?
Yes, it is, because it's her night that she technically also won the World Series.
I guess you're right.
That's the way that he made that about her, and which is selfless, but at the same time, the stupidest thing I've ever seen in my life.
She is hot.
She's beautiful. She's a Miss Texas, but he's Carlos Correa, 23-year-old superstar.
He could have one of those every night.
That's not going to be a problem for him. It's not like, you know, I never find another one in hot heat. Yes, you will, Carlos. And somebody on the team, Jose Altuve's like, look, dude, I'm 4'9", and I'm scoring these broads.
He's 5'5", John.
We're good at baseball. Yeah, in cleats. We're good at baseball. We're the world champions. Keep her around until she starts to piss you off. Then get a new one. We're living the dream that all men want to live at age 23, which is millionaire, World Series champion, gods of baseball. Why are you doing this? She's going to hang around. She ain't going anywhere.
Former pitcher for the Diamondbacks, Greg Swindell. Or Swindell.
Swindell, yeah.
You could do it his way. He married early. That didn't work out.
Oh, I remember this.
Now they got four or five in between both of them. have gone on to marry three others.
They've tried.
They've
five
circled
times.
Back
they
around.
Come back to this each is, other.
Yeah,
in retirement, they're like,
and
look.
In the midst of one of those was a friend of mine.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, married just for
Swindell or the wife.
He married the wife.
I hope so. Otherwise, he's from San Francisco, bro. Anyway, slapping that gigantic Teen Choice Award surfboard ring on her. What a test. I'm watching that. I was like, well, that's great. Good for them. That, they flashed the statistic. Most hits by anyone in a postseason, 23 years or under. I'm like, this guy's future is...
Hold on a second, King. There's something I want to do.
What is it?
I got to ruin my life real quick. Hold on. Baby.
And Ken knew because he gave him a nod.
Ken's like, well, because he told him. Yeah. He said, what's in your pocket? What's that huge thing in your pocket? Yeah.
Either a ring.
Oh, no. You're not doing this,
Thank you for the setup, Ken.
Jace, did you interview me in the middle of it? I'm going to ruin it. And then I'm going to ruin my life.
Did you see her in the seventh inning? She stood up.
She's
a light shining on
it's a Glenn Close moment. Glenn Close.
I see you, baby, shaking that ass.
Shaking that ass.
Yeah, it was embarrassment. And Dodger fans had to hate every second of that happening on there. That was worse than when the Dodgers went and played in the pool here at the ballpark. Now Carlos Correa's moment is right there in the first baseline of Dodger Stadium. Ugh. And they'll probably get married at home plate in L.A. at Chavez Ravine. Terrible. Anyway.
World Series is great, John. They both got diamonds.
Are you? Exactly. I get a rink.
She got a rink.
She's got a skating rink on her hand. If this is a lesson to anyone, it's all the kids under 25 right now listening and thinking, you know what? I'm going to get married.
Yeah, you think it sparked a bunch of people last night?
That
sparked somebody.
That the message is not out there that when you're under 28, it shouldn't even creep across your brain. We live to be like 88 now. You couldn't stand living with your parents who you loved and cared for you and everything else for more than 18 years. You think you're going to want to stay with somebody for 60 plus? It's rare. Especially in this day and age where you get mad when your appetizer doesn't come out in a reasonable amount of time. We're impatient.
Ruined my life.
We are impatient. We are unreasonable. And we still hold on to the idea that, hey, I need to be with you for 60 years of my life. I need you next to me for 60. No, it doesn't happen. You don't want that. Get married in your 30s, maybe 40s. It's the smarter time.
They get all swept up in it.
I know. Because they're emotional and they're dumb.
Yes.
They have no life experience that leads them to believe that anything is different than what they're actually thinking.
She's happy she just won the lottery.
She hit the jackpot. Now I can get fat. I don't have to model anymore.
Woohoo!
And in a couple years,
if he divorces her, she gets half.
There'll be that weird picture of Carlos and Miss Texas got a little bigger than we thought, and the three kids. Carlos will just look defeated. He's hitting 240. No one knows what happened.
We'll have to come home from every road series.
He's Andre Ethier.
Get up in the bathtub.
Yeah.
Soak him. You were cheating on me.
He's got to soak his balls like Bernard. Yeah, let Bernard Gilkey be your reference point. His wife used to follow the team bus around in spring training. Make him get in a bathtub after road trips to see if his balls floated because she had some sort of weird witchcraft. She thought if you had sex, your balls would sink in water. And I've not tried this because I don't know that my balls float at all ever. But you get in a bathtub and you had to prove to her with floating balls that they were still full and he hadn't unloaded them on a road trip. And this comes from Bernard Gilkey. This was not from like anonymous sources. This is, Jay Bell had his wife on the bus all the time. Because they were super-duper religious, and he thought that was just a great way to show her he cares. Ugh.
Only one of the few that hit married, I think they're married at 14.
Yeah, they got married.
They're still married.
Yeah, they got married when they were teens. Well, they're not allowed to divorce. They can hate each other, but they have to stay together. Yeah, there were a couple guys whose wives sat on the bus. Gilkey's wife. Oh, and there was a white guy's wife who followed the bus around, too.
Well, the only one I know is the NBA player that.
Oh, that's right. And that was going on too. But yeah, Gilkey had his wife
from the other. She'd follow in the car.
She was going road trips.
Yeah.
Yeah. This was just spring training that Gilkey's wife was hanging around. She was.
But it got to the point, even to the. Just riding to the.
Brutal.
They should do that at Chase, sink or float.
Yeah, with nuts. Bernard Gilkey's nuts. All right, how are.
Sink or float night?
What's your name?
Caden.
Caden, how old are you?
13.
Where'd he go?
Gilbert Junior High, man.
All right. We're going to play Will It Float now with Bernard Gilkey's nutsack.
What?
Get in the pool, Bernard. All right. All right, Bernard's in the pool. Are they going to sink or float?
When's the last time he ejaculated?
I'm not sure about that. We're going
to... You get three questions.
Bernard, when's the last time he lost the load?
It'd been about 3 days, son.
Man, they may not be floating yet.
What if you just do it in the stadium to random couples? The guy has to get in the tub.
He has to get in the tub and float him.
Just in case.
When was the last time you two had carnal knowledge of each other?
Yesterday?
No, it's been a week, Todd.
Yesterday. I think we did it yesterday.
Todd, it's a week.
Get in the tub.
Get in the tub. Bernard Gilkey's floating tub.
He can host it.
I'm Bernard Gilkey. Do they float? He's got a little song.
And thank you for my checks. 5 years after I played.
Do they float? Did you shoot the silky? Do they float?
I'm Bernard Gilkey.
I'm Bernard Gilkey. Did you make tummy milky? Get in the tub.
If they float.
This little cartoon is dancing on the big
screen.
That's
all I see. They missed the opportunity because he was on the payroll for 5 years after his career.
Could have used him. Anyway, go ahead, professional athletes. Ruin your life with a marriage because your lifestyle totally supports a marriage. 23-year-old future millionaire, awesome baseball player, world champion Carlos Correa.
Is that what happened to our shortstop, Addison Russell? Is that why he hit?
Look what happened to Addison Russell.
Got married, had a kid.
He started when he was 19. Look what happened there. He talked to the wrong girl, gets on Twitter, and next thing you know, everybody's swinging at each other, and he can't hit a baseball. Only thing he can hit is his spouse. Moron. Anyway, I don't like it. I don't like it. All you under... And girls, too, don't get excited when somebody proposes to you when you're 22. Even if it's a baseball player. That life is... Well, actually, women have every reason to be excited. I take that back. Carlos Correa proposes to you and you're 16. Take it.
It's lottery, man.
Yeah, you just hit the jackpot. Let's get a wake-up song, shall we? 602-260-9800. A good one. And we'll scream it out together. It's 98 KUPD. Wake up!
The new AZUnit.com studios. This is the Big Red Radio. 98 KUPD, Tempe, Phoenix.